Episode number 2010 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, fine. Good day to you. It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, today is a big day in court for Britney Spears. Big day. Big. Huge. Between the conservatorship team basically jumping ship with the exception of Daddy Jamie.
Well, we know why he hasn't. But
and some of them jumped off without life preservers.
I know, right? There was like, man. We're done. We're out of here. She called us out. And I think that's why they all jumped.
Find a floating suitcase.
She
Hold
named
on to
every
it.
One of them in her bombastic, as we're calling it, petition to get out of the conservatorship. And they're all like going, well, you know what? She's got us dead to rights. We got to quit.
Well, there was a question of whether Britney would actually be allowed, more or less, to hire her own lawyer.
Yeah.
And I feel that she should be able to.
Well, yeah.
So Britney has hired, as expected, Hollywood power lawyer Matthew Rosengart.
I did a little reading on him. Mm-hmm. He's like in the top 100 of power attorneys in the United States.
Holy moly.
Well, she's got a lot of money.
Anyway, he's familiar with her case as they have been meeting for several weeks now.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Here's a good thing, though.
Mm.
Today,
yeah.
Britney's mom will petition for Britney to be able to care for herself.
Ah.
Meanwhile, the hope is that... I'm sorry, I should be reading this in story form. Meanwhile, the hope is that Judge... And when you turn the page, you can see the pictures. Okay? Yeah. All right.
It's not a storybook, kids.
Meanwhile, the hope is that the judge will remove Jamie Spears from the conservatorship after Britney's request last month. The two have not spoken in 2 years.
Wow. I thought it would have been longer than that, but okay.
Right?
Yeah, 2 years.
Maybe that's the last time she sent him a Father's Day card.
Yeah, probably. He's like, hi, Dad, love you. Mean it.
She would have scratched out the love you part.
Oh, here's your check for
Pay
last
my bills.
Month.
Now, where's my allowance?
Yeah, right.
Pay up, dude.
Right.
Britney's estate pays Jamie. This is what's really asinine to me.
Yeah.
And this is why he's fighting so hard.
Why is that?
$18,000 a month.
You know what? But he's got a
lifestyle.
To
manage your finances.
That's not much. He's got a lifestyle. $18,000.
His lifestyle shouldn't be any of her business.
Well, it is.
You know?
Because, you know, he weaseled his way in there.
And today also is the Free Britney March in Washington,
D.C. Yes, that's
D.C.
right. Being organized by one of the members, I believe, of 98 Degrees, who's absolutely just a staunch supporter of Free Britney. So.
It should be.
And a friend, from what I understand.
It should be Free Britney from her father.
Right. Well, and I mean, you know, this
I
has been a real.
No,
I
Free
mean,
Britney.
If you've read up about this, they seriously, she can't make a move.
Right.
On anything, because she's been deemed incapacitated or incapable, I think is the word. Same thing, right? Incapacitated, incapable.
Well there's been incapable. Things about being her being set up. And,
yeah.
And I mean,
maybe she is incapable. But
maybe.
The biggest thing would be health, which is one of the co-conservators was in charge of her person and her health. And then Daddy's in charge of her money. And then the lawyer's in charge of the legal. They were all in it.
What makes me have hope that all this will get worked out somehow is that she was able to hire her own attorney.
Let's hope so.
That's
and he's a
very
power
key
attorney.
Piece of information.
He's a power attorney. You know what? He's he got Winona Ryder off of her, you know, whatever it was, her shoplifting thing. Wasn't that the deal?
That's not.
She got off with a little bit of
little
community service.
That's a little bitty thing. This is for you.
Okay.
Jason Sudeikis broke his. Right off the bat.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a fan of Colin Jost. I'm not a fan of Van Hunt. Name another woman that I'm in love with that I'm not in favor of their husbands.
Gosh,
or
there's
their,
so many.
Yeah. Not or their fiancés or whatever. Oh, Jen Garner. I was not in favor of Ben Affleck.
Well, that's true. Yeah. And, she's... Yeah. I think you have your list of, you know.
I have a lot of.
Halle Berry's at the top, I know.
I have a
but
list
Jen
of.
But Jen Garner is
not
on
so
your
famous
sweetheart list.
D-listers, too, but that we don't need to get into that. That's just a little creepy when we talk about that. So, Jason.
Debbie Gibson.
I love Debbie. I love me I bet some she's Debbie on that Gibson.
Anyway. Jason Sudeikis broke his silence on his split from ex-fiancé Olivia Wilde.
Oh, so that's true. He hasn't said anything, and he was supposedly just tore up as hell about it.
Well, saying he hopes the end of their relationship will make more sense in the future. I'll have a better understanding of why in a year. He told GQ.
Oh, my God.
And an even better one in two. And an even greater one in five.
Hey, Jason, in five, you won't care. You just won't care. Buddy.
Probably not.
No.
So Jason says...
That's a blip. That was a blip. Olivia Wilde, we had a couple of kids. We had a few laughs. And then she left me for a guy that likes to wear boas. He'll understand that better in 5 years.
And he's so much younger than him, too.
Yeah, well, there's that, too.
There is that.
Yeah, he's young enough to be his kid brother, by God.
Well, we'll see here. Possibly a very young father. Anyway.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So Jason says the entire experience is something you either learn from or make excuses about. Now, he does say that he takes some responsibility for it.
Well, yeah.
And he holds himself accountable.
It takes two to tango. Come on.
It takes two Jason Sudeikis.
You know, I mean, she did. You know what? Look, if she was getting everything she wanted at home, what's the story? You know what? She wouldn't have had to go out for dinner.
That works.
Or something like that.
That works.
I think that works.
Then part of it's like cows and
milk. Well, there
and
was
stuff.
The cow thing, but I think that's the other gender. I think that's in reverse. Why would you go out when you can get the cow?
So what do we
free?
Say? Hot dogs?
I don't know. Sausages. It's all comes down to sausages, people.
Brats and beer?
Brats and beer.
Bangers and mash?
Oh, there you go. I like that one better. All right.
And about the Golden Globes Die hoodie, we want to talk about that.
Yeah,
too.
Because, you know, the hoodie.
Yeah, the hoodie.
You know.
Jason says he didn't feel like wearing the top half of a Tom Ford suit. Hey,
oh,
I love Tom Ford suits.
Okay, I get it.
But it felt weird as beep. All right, so as for his hit series Ted Lasso, he says he and Olivia, they came up with this concept back in 2015 together.
Yeah, I'd heard that. Yeah. Which he's even said, like, the other awards he won, whether it was a SAG award or whatever, he said, I guess I have her to thank for that.
Oh, that's right.
Because it was her idea. So he gave her a little props.
Ted has a falling out with his wife.
Yeah.
So in hindsight, Jason's thinking, huh, well, what if that was some form of manifestation?
Manifestation?
Saying it's a little bit of what Oprah was telling us for years. The power of thought. Manifestation of the powers of thought.
Oh, that gives me an idea now.
Oh,
the powers of thought and manifestation. If I think it, it will happen. Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.